This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. When a promotion becomes a nightmare, speak up fast. The lesson nobody teaches new managers: speak up before it falls apart. What happened? A recently promoted employee turned to Reddit after their rapid rise triggered a cascade of problems. No real training, hostility from co-workers, and a role that felt impossible to execute. The post reflected a person trying to stay rational while everything around them resisted. The phrase "I'm not reacting emotionally" said more about the situation than any complaint could. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: getting promoted does not give you authority. Speaking clearly and early does. This employee learned that the hard way, and the core failure was not the company's, though they failed to. It was a silence problem. When you step into a new role, especially a fast one, you have about 2 weeks before the narrative around you hardens. Co-workers decide who you are. Management assumes you're handling it. The window to shape expectations closes fast. This employee almost certainly stayed quiet, tried to figure things out alone, and hoped the friction would settle. It never does. The phrase "I'm not reacting emotionally" is a red flag. Not because emotion is wrong, but because that sentence is what people say when they're defending themselves in their own head instead of talking to the people who can actually fix the problem. It is internal dialogue dressed up as a communication strategy. It is not one. What should have happened is a direct, early conversation with the manager who gave the promotion. Not a complaint. A negotiation. Something like, "Here is what I need to succeed in this role. Here is what I'm missing right now. What can we put in place in the next 30 days? That is not weakness. That is how competent people operate. It names the problem, proposes a timeline, and invites the manager to be a partner instead of an observer. The co-worker hostility piece is a separate conversation, and it requires a different tool: acknowledgement. Most workplace resentment around promotions comes from people who feel unseen. One honest, low-stakes conversation with a resistant colleague: "I know this transition has been rough. I want to hear what would make this work better for your team." Deflates most of it. Not all, but most. The ones it does not deflate tell you exactly who you are dealing with. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes positioning gives you a framework for entering new roles and new power dynamics without going silent or going sideways. The core idea is that clarity given earlier is protection given to yourself. Most people treat speaking up as a risk. It is actually the opposite. Silence is the risk. Clarity is the armor. The takeaway. Before your next conversation with a manager about a struggling transition, write down two things: the one resource or change that would make the biggest difference, and the one thing you're willing to own as your responsibility in the gap. Walk in with both. You are not there to report a problem. You are there to solve one together. That framing changes everything about how the conversation lands. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.